You gosh. Here we go. Siyat Deshmaya. Rabosa, I want to learn with everyone together a few psukim from the parasha and try to learn, hopefully, an extremely powerful and important message, and I think a very timely message as well, one that has to do with something going on in many of our lives right now. Shishi, Rabosa, in the parasha begins, Yaakov sends Yehuda, asks Yehuda, Shalach lefanav al Yosef loros lefanav Goshen. Yaakov sends Yehuda down to Mitzrayim to Goshen, vayavo arta Goshen. And the Torah says, vayasor Yosef merkavto. Yosef goes ahead and gets his chariots ready. Vayal lekras Yisrael aviv. Goshen, he goes ahead himself to go ahead and greet his father to Goshen. Vayiroi love. He appears to him. Vayipol al tzavarav. He falls on his neck, which is not clear. We'll get back to that in 1 second. Vayevk al tzavarav od. And he cries on his neck more. Now, the Mefarshim on this psukim have a hard time understanding two words in this pasuk. The two words are vayirai love. He appeared to him. Who appears to who? Pashup shat is, Yosef appears to Yaakov. The Ramban on the spot is very, very bothered. What are these two words, vayirai love, for? I understand if he's crying on his neck, if Yosef is crying on Yaakov's neck, obviously, what's he doing? He's appearing to him. He's coming before him. So why does the Torah need to tell me, vayirai love, he appeared to him. Obviously he appeared to him. Obviously he saw him. If he didn't see him, if he didn't come before him, he could never go ahead and cry on Yosef's, on Yaakov's neck. So what's vayirai love? So the Ramban says, he's so bothered with this, vanachon be'enai, says the Ramban, ki kvar hayu enei Yisrael kvedim k'tzas mizoken. Yaakov's getting a little old. He can't see so well. Ukeshebat Yosef merkeves ha-mishneh, and when Yosef comes with his royal chariot, v'alpanav ha-mitznefes, and he's wearing a cloth over his face, kiderech malchei Mitzrayim, as was the way of the kings of Egypt, lohaya nikar la'aviv. It wasn't so clear to his father who Yosef was. V'gam achiv lo ikiru, his brothers as well, didn't recognize Yosef. L'fika chizkir, therefore says the Ramban, the Torah goes out of its way to tell me, kikasher nisra'eh el aviv, when Yosef did appear to his father, when Yaakov saw Yosef, shehibi bo v'ikiro, nafal aviv al tzavaro, u'bacha alav od. Says the Ramban, you missed the pshat over here. Who cries on whose neck? Rashi learns, Yosef cries on Yaakov's neck. Says the Ramban, no, it's the opposite. It's just the opposite. Who's crying on whose neck? I'm sorry. Rashi learns Yosef is crying on Yaakov's neck. And the Ramban learns that it's the opposite. The old father was missing his son for such a long time. Yaakov was crying on Yosef's neck. And after he realized it was really Yosef, once he was able to take away the veil and see this is really Yosef, then, and only then, does Yaakov go ahead and cry on his son Yosef's neck. That's how the Ramban learns pshat in this parasha. Fellas, there's a Rashi, which I heard someone say a pshat many years ago. It made a very, very, very strong impression upon me. And I saw it again last night, quoted in the name of Rav Naftali Trupp, who was one of the great Rosh Yeshiva from Europe, who unfortunately passed away not too long ago, many, I don't know exactly how many years ago. Rav Naftali Trupp says an amazing pshat in a Rashi that seems innocuous. Says Rashi on those words. What does it mean? Vayirai lov. He appeared to him. Says Rashi, listen to this. Yosef nira el aviv. Yosef appears to his father. What is Rashi saying? Yosef appears to his father. No kidding. Who else appears to who? What's the pshat? Of course Yosef appears to his father. What is the pshat, fellas? Hold on to your seats. Listen to this pshat. It's an amazing pshat. Says Ramtali Trapp. 22 years have gone by. Yosef has not seen his father. He's been through many, many messes. He's been with H.S. Potiphar, that mess. He's been in jail. He's been through a real bunch, a real lot. Yosef is probably pretty emotional, wouldn't you say? He's finally seeing his father. 22 years. And what's on his mind? Are his own emotions on his mind? No. What's on his mind is Yosef nireh el aviv. Yosef wants to appear properly before his father. He takes himself out of the picture entirely. I'm a son. My father missed me. I have to act like the best son I could be. I have to appear like the best son that I could appear. Yosef Nira Alaviv means he totally disconcerned himself with his own problems, his own issues, his own emotions. He disconnected himself from himself and said, you know what, I'm a son. And my father missed me a lot for 22 years. And I have to now appear before my father. And that's what Rashi is saying in those few small words. Yosef Nira Alaviv means Yosef decided whatever I've been through is garnish, it's nothing. What's important in this picture is I'm a son. My father missed me. I have to look a certain way for my father. I have to present myself in a way that brings my father nachas. Abosai, take a look at the psukim afterwards. It's astounding. You could almost, I never noticed this till last night. Unbelievable. How many words are recorded in the Torah that Yosef says to his father? How many words? None. Until when? Parshas Vayechi next week, when he brings his sons in, Ephraim and Manasseh, for a bracha. He doesn't say a word, the Torah records, about his own life, about his history, about anything that you could say. Maybe he didn't want to get his brothers in trouble. But if you go along with this pshat, fellas, you know why? Because it's not about me. When I'm a son, and I have a parent, it's about me being a son. It's about me bringing nachas to my parent. It's about me looking a certain way to my parent. It's about Yosef Nira Alaviv. It's about, not me. It's not about my issues. It's about what my goal and my mission in life, which I want to talk about now for the next bunch of minutes, is to be a son, to be a son to my parent. Yosef Nira Alaviv to my father. Abosai, every parent, I can speak, I'm a parent, Baruch Hashem. And I wish Bez Hashem, everybody in this room, and everyone that wants to be a parent, which hopefully everybody should be blessed to be a parent. Every parent wants certain things in life, certainly. Definitely high on the list. Certainly definitely up there is to get nachas from the children. Is it the most important thing that a parent wants? I don't know, you could argue this out, you could debate this a different time. But parents certainly want to get nachas from their children. That's what they want. They want their children to know nachas. Nachas means different things. Nachas can mean one thing from one child, we'll come back to some practical examples soon. And nachas can mean something else from another child. But every parent wants to get nachas from their children. I saw a maisa last night, an incredible maisa. True story. Dated back to the Tzemach Tzedek, one of the Lubavitcher rebbes. The Tzemach Tzedek was once known for davening in a very, very intense way on Yom Kippur. And one Yom Kippur, his chassidim looked up and they saw the rebbe davening, and he was out of his rhythm, out of his groove. He wasn't davening with the same intensity. And something they knew something was up with the rebbe. What's going on over here? Like, makara. He's always so intense. He's always davening with such kavana. And here, this year he's not. And then a little time passes in the day, a few minutes pass, and the Rebbe again goes back to his davening with Kavanah. And after Yom Kippur, the Chassidim go ahead. They come, this story took place, I'm sorry, with the Baal Shem Tov. And they come to the Baal Shem Tov and they say, Rebbe, we saw on Yom Kippur that you were davening a certain way and you weren't the same usual manner. What happened? And all of a sudden later we saw that you were back to yourself. What happened? So I thought, what happened? In Shemayim, he said there was a major kitrug. Major, major prosecution against the Jewish people. Things were looking terrible. Yom Kippur. It was about to be sealed in Shemayim. Done deal. And I was really struggling. I was really in pain. I was distressed about what's going on. And then, the following thing took place. There was a woman who wasn't blessed with children until she was 50 years old. When she was 50 years old, she had her first son. She left davening in the middle to go back and feed her child. And she was so overwhelmed with joy and with thanksgiving to Hashem for blessing her with a child that she went ahead and says to Hashem, Hashem, what could I say to thank you? What could I do to give you? You gave me a child 50 years old. You gave me a child, my first child. How can I possibly repay you for all you've done for me? And then she said to herself, Hashem, this is what I could say to you. Hashem, you brought me so much nachas by giving me this child. I give you a bracha, Hashem, you should have the same nachas from your children. At that point, said the Baal Shem Tov, in Shemayim, there was a big balagan. I don't know what this means exactly. I don't understand these things all myself. A big balagan in Shemayim, and things calmed down. And the big kitrug that existed against the Bnei Yisrael, the big prosecution was totally uplifted. I came back to my davening. And that's the history, said the Baal Shem Tov, of why my davening had a little bit of a roller coaster edge on that Yom Kippur. But we're saying, every parent wants nachas from the child. That's what we want. And the question that we want to try to focus on for a few minutes is, how do we get ourselves to this point a little bit How do we try to appreciate a little bit what's involved? There's a certain point in life, I don't know exactly when it happens, that people change a little bit their attitudes towards their parents. Sometimes it happens when you're an adolescent, sometimes it happens when you get married. I'm not sure exactly what happened for me in my life, when I appreciated this chazal the most. Many of us, as we're younger and we're growing up, so we have a certain type of relationship with our parents. Basically, it's like, you know, you do yours, I'll do mine. You stay in your part of the house, make sure you don't come to my part of the house, and I'll stay in my part of the house, and I won't come in your part of the house. And we'll get along well. We'll eat supper together. We'll share some parts of our day together. There's a mutual type of relationship going on between parents and children. It's very nice. And at some point in life, it clicks. I hope sooner than later by all of us that there's a whole different attitude towards parents in life. And that is this attitude of Yosef Nireh Aleviv. That we have a mission in life, fellas. We have a goal in life, which is to try to go ahead and bring nachas to our parents. I say this now particularly because it's a time of the year that many of those parents are coming, spending time with our parents. We haven't seen them for a long time. It's time to reflect, I think. We've been away for many months from our families. It's time to reflect about what our mission as a child is. What are we supposed to be doing? What's it all about? Is it supposed to be a mutual relationship? You stay in your part of the house, not in my part of the house? Or is it that we have a charge, fellas? Every one of us has a charge of Yosef Nireh Aleviv. Every one of us has a charge that we have to try to go ahead and try the best that we can to bring nachas for our parents. And maybe that's what we're living in this world for. Just to bring our parents joy. It's not always easy. Especially, some people have... I hope no parents are listening. Some parents are difficult. If you'd ask my children, sometimes my children probably would say about me that I'm difficult. It's not always easy to have this single-minded mission as a child. Yosef Nireh Aleviv. Just to go ahead and bring nachas to a parent. Parents get older. They forget things. I was zocher Baruch Hashem to be raised in a house. Right? I saw this with my own eyes. Yosef Nireh Aleviv. My grandparents both passed away. My mother's parents passed away a few years ago. 3 years ago around. They're both in their 90s. My grandfather's well into his 90s. They could have been easily put into a home. Be taken care of in an old age home. Gone to be visited. But I saw parents, my mother, my aunt, the rest of the family, that chipped in and understood this concept. What's our goal in life? To put our parents in a home and just to visit them once a week and be Yotzei Zayin? Because it's my parent? Or no? Yosef Nireh Aleviv. My goal in life was, okay, it's hard. You're right, it's hard. It's hard to change a parent's diaper. I don't wish this on anybody. It's hard to do it. It's hard to change a child's diaper. That's also true. But it's hard to change a parent's diaper. But Yosef Nireh Aleviv. But that's my job in life. My job is to be nachas to my parents. My job is to try my best to go ahead and make it good for my parents. I saw a shaila last night, fellas. This might blow your mind. This is a real shaila that took place in this country. There was a yeshiva bachur learning in yeshiva. And his father wanted him to call home every day. Now believe it or not, this yeshiva did not allow cell phones, not blackberries. If you get blackberries or any other berries, there were no cell phones in this yeshiva. There were 3 payphones in the yeshiva. And to get a payphone in the yeshiva required waiting in line for a long time. And the son complained to the Rav, it's not fair. My parents want me to call them every day. It takes a lot of time. I have to wait online. Not easy to get a phone always. And the father stood his own and said, I want to hear my kids do it. And they came before the Rav, who's right? Does the kid have to call his parents every day, wait online to call his parents every day? Or no, is it okay for the kid to go ahead and just not call his parents every day because it's too much to ask from parents? The answer is not as relevant to you right now. The answer actually in this case was that the child should do it. And he brought a riot from post-game, and I'm not going to go into that right now. I don't know, I'm not going to take a survey in this room how often we call our parents. It's not necessarily my business. Maybe our parents don't want us to call them so much. Maybe our parents don't want to hear from us so often. I doubt that's the case of most of us. I imagine, Baruch Hashem, most of our parents want to hear from us. So why don't we call as often as we should? Our parents are 6,000 miles away. They're worrying about us. They worry that we're okay. They worry that we're safe. Just a 2-minute phone call at the end of the day. Hi, how you doing? It's me. I'm doing fine. Have a great night. I had a great day in shiur today. Oh, the shiur was amazing today. The sauce that we did, off the charts. Forget about it. Have a great day. Oh my goodness, we learned the beautiful Agadah today in Rabbah Barachana with the pshat from the Vilna Gaon about boats and the pshat and the pasuk and tell them, have a wonderful day. How far does that go? I'll tell you, I'm a parent. It goes really far. I know. I know from a parent, I know I'm a son also. I see from my parents how far it goes, and I see from my children how far it goes. I both say, this is the mission that we have in life. This is the mission of Yosef Ner Elaviv. And we close with this. A lot of things in life are true like this way. Mostly, fellas, if we want to try to inculcate this idea into our lives, we don't have to do too much. We don't have to change so much. We're not going to change our beings, our essence. Sometimes all we have to do in life to implement these kind of important ideas is just to just take a little twist of our attitude. What's our attitude? How do we approach it? I thought of it for the last 18 years one way, but in reality, there's much more to it. In reality, it's possible. It's my mission in life. My parents, please God, come and visit. I'm going to shave. I'm going to look nice. I'm going to shower. Because Yosef Ner Elaviv, when I speak to them on the phone, I talk to them in a way that's courteous, that's menschlich, that's benachas. I'm sure most of this goes without saying, but I couldn't resist. This Rashi is such a powerful Rashi, and it really made a very, very strong impression on me in my life. And I hope that we should all be zoche, Bez Hashem, to be wonderful children to our parents, and please God, to be zoche, to have children that learn the same lesson, and our wonderful children, Bez Hashem, back to us. Have a great Shabbos, everyone.